Thank you. Devaya.
Proučit kajtava atr panamanin matsaranam satam vedam vashtamam atr vashtu jivanam tapatrai unmulanam shrimad bhagavatam mahamune krite king vai paraish prasadda ridhya vrundite atr kriti vishu shushivitakshanat. Sankalpaya me bira, yena ham ba shalatava, dokshe kshiram mayam kaman, anurupam chatohanam, dokdharam cha mahabaho. Annam ikshitam urjashvad. Bhagavan banchate jodi. Vatsam kalpaya me bira. Yenaham vatsalatava. Dokshikshiram mayam kamam. Anudupam chatohanam. Dokdharam cha mahabaho. Bhutanam bhutababana. Annam ikshitam urjashvad. Bhagavan banchate jodi. Batsam, a calf, kalpaya, arrange, may, for me, vira, O hero, yena, by which, aham, I, batsala, affectionate, tava, your, dokshe, shall fulfill, chidamayan, in the form of milk, kaman, desired necessities, anurupam, according to different living entities, cha, also, dohanam, milking pot, dogdaram, milkman, cha, also, mahabahu, the mighty armed one, bhutanam, of all living entities, Buddha Bhavanaha, O protector of the living entities, Annam, food grains, Ipshitam, desired, Urjavat, nourishing, Bhagavan, your worshipable self, Vanchate, desires, Jodi, if. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Chakravarti. A great hero, protector of living entities, if you desire to relieve the living entities by supplying them with sufficient grain, and if you desire to nourish them by taking milk from me, you should make arrangements to bring a calf suitable for this purpose, and a pot in which the milk can be kept, as well as a milkman to do the work. Since I will be very much affectionate toward my calf, your desire to take milk from me will be fulfilled. Purport. There are nice instructions. These are nice instructions for milking a cow. The cow must first have a calf, so that out of affection for the calf, she will voluntarily give sufficient milk. There must also be an expert milkman and a suitable pot in which to keep the milk. Just as a cow cannot deliver sufficient milk without being affectionate to her calf, the earth cannot produce sufficient necessities without feeling affection for those who are Krishna conscious. Even though the earth's being in the shape of a cow may be taken figuratively, the meaning herein is very explicit. Just as a calf can derive milk from a cow, all living entities, including animals, birds, bees, reptiles, and aquatics, can receive their respective foods from the planet Earth, provided that human beings are not asant or adhritaprata, as we have previously discussed. When human society becomes asant or ungodly or devoid of Krishna consciousness, the entire world suffers. If human beings are well behaved, animals will also receive sufficient food and be happy. The ungodly human being, ignorant of his duty to give protection and food to the animals, kills them to compensate for the insufficient production of rains. As no one is satisfied, and that is the cause of the present condition of today's world, Srila Prabhupada ki. Monday, aham Sri Guru, Sri Jutapada Kamalam, Sri Guru and Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rubam Shagadajatam Shahagana Raganatam Vitangadam Shajivam, Sadvaitam Shavadutam Parijana Shaitam Krishna Chaitana Deva, Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lolita Sri Vishakam Vitascha, Omagyana Tinamandish Gyanan Jana Shalakaya, Chukshish Unaminitam Jaina Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha, Mukam Kari Bivachanam Bangum Langai De Girim Jat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dindarinam Mancha Kapat Rupesh Kripa Shinudave Bacha Patitanam Pavane Bo Boishnave Bo Namah. The meaning herein is very explicit. Prabhupada said the meaning herein is very explicit. His meaning that the essence of milking the cow is affection. In the verse it mentions Vatsala. Out of affection for the devotees, out of affection for the devotees, the earth will provide all necessities. By practice of Krishna consciousness, one attracts affection. Krishnut kirtana bhana natana paro premam ritam bho nidhi diradira jana priyo priyakaro ninamatsuro pujito Sri Chaitanya kripa baro bhuvibhavo Bharavahan Tarako Pandirupa Sanatano Raguyugo Sri Jivago Bharago. Priya Karo, because their activities are pleasing. Priya Karo, because everything that they do, Priya Karo, everything that they do is found to be pleasing by Dira Adira. That means by the devotees and the non-devotees. Dira adira jano priyo priyakaro. Whatever they do is considered to be pleasing to everybody. This affection is the essence of bhakti yoga. Affection, the essence. That's what distinguishes the bhaktas from the jnanis. Who are after, therefore, muktanam avishidhanam, narayana parayana, koti shapi mahamone, prashantatma sudulava, sudulava. Very rare, even amongst the muktanam avishidhanam, even amongst the liberated souls. But to find one who Lord Narayan has affection for. Narayana Parayana. Samahatma Sudulaba. Prashantatma Prashantama Sudulaba. This is bhakti. Therefore, Vedeshu Dulo. This is very confidential. Very confidential. Ye bhajanti tamam bhaktya mayi te. Teshu ja api aham. Ye bhajanti tamam bhaktya. Ye bhajanti. Those who worship me with affection. Shatatam, Tesham shatata juktanam bhajitam priti purvakam. Bhajitam priti purvakam. Pretty dear, pretty pura, affection, love. Pretty in this case means love. Pretty purva, full. Bhajitam pretty purva. Danami bhuti jogam. Danami, I reciprocate. Yena mam upayanti me. Yena mam upayanti me. That I enlighten them in the path by which I can be achieved. Yena mam. Yena mam upayanti. That how you can achieve me. In other words, Krishna reciprocates with himself as a result of the affection. Therefore, as a result of the affection. So therefore, this actually is the whole goal. This is the goal. Developing affection for Krishna. And Krishna will reciprocate with that. Ye bhajanti tamam bhaktya. I went from one verse to another. Ye bhajanti tamam bhaktya. Mayite. Those who worship me, those who serve me, actually bhajan means service. Bhajan, those who serve me. Ye bhajanti tamam bhaktya. With love. Mayite. They're completely absorbed in me. Teshu cha api aham. And I become absorbed in them. I become affectionate. I become in love with them. Mad anya tena janati naham tebyo managapi. Lord Vishnu himself is explaining when, in the case of Ambarish Maharaj, Durvasa Muni, how dear is the devotee. Mad anyat tena janati. Apart from me, mad anyat. Besides me, te na janati. They do not know anything. They are not interested in anything. Naham tebyo managapi. And I am not interested in anything apart from them. I am not interested in anything apart from them. Rasa Shekha means his only desire. Name pata shtikte karta trishi lokeshu kinchana nana vaptam avaptavyam. I have nothing to desire. Nana vaptam avaptavyam. Trishi lokeshu, within all the three worlds. I have nothing to desire. But Krishna desires to share affection with the living entities. And the affection that Krishna can share with the jiva is far beyond any affection we can experience from any other jiva. From any jiva, not other jiva, but any jiva. Ami bina bondu aro ke ache tomara. What is it? Loite ami hoinu avatara. Loite ami hoinu avatara. I've come to reclaim you. Ami bina. Besides me, ami bina bondu aro ke ache tomara. You have no other friend beside me. So Krishna, that's the purpose of life. What is the purpose of life? To revive our affection, our eternal affection with Krishna. Revive that relationship. Shesham bandhan nahija. We just sang the song. Shesham bandhan nahija. Pritha janma girota. Shesham bandhan nahija. Those who have not sambandha. Nahija, those who have not revived their relationship with Lord Nityananda. Shesham Bandha Nahi Ja. Ja means those. Shesham Bandha Nahi Ja. Those who have not utilized their human life to revive their relationship with Lord Nityananda. Brita Janma Gelo Tar. Brita Janma Gelo. Their life has been useless. Brita Janma Gelo Tar. Their life has been useless. Brita is, it means equal zero. Brita Janma, the whole purpose was useless. Sometimes I've come back after 20, I mean, I come back on occasion, but living away from Melbourne for 20 years in Mayapur, India, not always in India, but when I was looking at the Prabhupada house, inside the rooms, it's the same as they were 20 years ago. There's very little deterioration. However, in India, everything deteriorates very rapidly. Very rapid buildings. After a few years, they're all black and paint falling off and falling apart. Everything, because of the humidity, everything deteriorates very quickly, including human bodies. So occasionally I have to come back to Australia to get patched up. And everybody, when I'm in India, people think, like, I went and opened a fixed deposit in the bank. And the guy was saying to me, "Oh, you get 8%, senior citizen." I said, "Oh, you're in good form today. I'm only 50, or 50, 52, 53. The senior citizen is 65. So even people say, "You look so old, aged." But it doesn't matter. What's the use of a long life if you're not awakening your relationship with Nidai Chan? Who cares? What's the use of living long and healthy if inside there is no development of love? So, however, wherever, in my case, Prabhu Dadadish, that is where we will get the Prem Dhan. That is where we'll get the Prem Dhan. Go look at a Prem Dhan. The love, the wealth of love of Krishna, of Krishna Loka. Go look at a Prem Dhan. The wealth, that is the real riches. Hari Nam Sankirtan. When Gaurashundar received the Dikha mantra from Ishnar Bhui Prabhupada, it's very interesting because from all angles it is described. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains 10 syllable Dikha mantra. Doshakar, he says 10 syllable Dikha mantra. That means a private Krishna mantra chanted privately. It's called Dikha. And Kaviraj Goswami explains the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is given. So both were given by Ishwar Puri Prabhupada. And Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Goshunda was meditating on the Dikha Mantra, was chanting the names of Lord Hari. And the overwhelming feelings of prema, of love of God, arose in his heart. So much so, you may not be aware, but after receiving an initiation in Gaya Dham, Sri Gaurasundar, he didn't want to go back to Sri Dham Mayapur. And in the middle of the night, he got up, unable to sleep, unable to sit, unable to stand, and completely overwhelmed by the feelings of separation of Gopal Raj, Nanda Dulal. And he left. He said, before he was saying to his students who had accompanied him to Gaya, that I'm not interested in returning to household life. Of course, that in itself is an extraordinary phenomenon, considering you can just imagine how much affection, how much affair, we're talking about affection, how much affection Gaurasundar was receiving from Shachi Mata and Vishnu Priya. And they had no one else. In fact, after returning to Mayapur and trying to constrain his eruptions of love of Godhead, Shachi Mata was extremely perplexed. Even one time, you know, she would regularly bring Vishnu Priya in front of Gaushamda to try to snap him out of his madness, to try to actually, and Siddhanta said, yes, Siddhanta, this is extraordinary lila. This is to indicate what a mother she was. She wanted her son to be happy in household life. And she prayed to the Lord, Lord Hari, you've taken my Prabhu, Jagannath Mishra. You've taken, of course, there are many children, they all passed away at birth. It's not mentioned, but you've taken my Prabhu, and you've taken Vishwarup. Only thing I have is Nimai. She's praying to Lord Hari, you please, let Nimai be a Grihastha. Let Nimai be a Grihastha and remain at home. She's praying. How much affection? Vishnu Priya would cook the prasad. Sachi Mata would serve Gaudhari. And Vishnu Priya would be in the other room and just be looking and seeing how Gaushamda has tasted and enjoyed the items, and Sachi Mata would serve. What an affectionate household! How could any man leave such a loving environment of emotional, complete immersion in emotional, in affection and love? It's what every man wants. And Gaushamda said to his students in Gaya, he said, I'm not interested in returning home. He said, I'm not interested in returning to household life. He said, you go back to Mayapur. And the students were trying to convince him. And then in the middle of the night, Gaushamda, he got up. And he began heading for Vrindavan. No, just out of madness. No preparation, no packing, no advance booking. Confirmed bookings, yes. Nothing, it's just going. Can't remain anymore. Can't tolerate living without Nandadula. And he's going, he's heading toward Vrindavan in the middle of the night. And then a voice, Akashvani, Dibbhuvani, from the sky, says, now is not the time to go to Vrindavan. Question is, what? And the voice says, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, I forgot. Why? He's showing how much immersion, how much overwhelmed that he forgot he's God. In love with himself. He's God, but he's crazy for Krishna and he forgets that he's God. That's bhakti. That's how powerful the emotions, bhav, pram. When Gaushamda was doing the Nagar Kirtan, he was going to Ramkeli and he was performing Sankirtan near the palace of the Nawab. And as he was going on the road, huge crowd. Actually, Sanatan Goswami, he advised, this is not the way to go to Vrindavan. There's such a crowd. So many people were following. They were taking the dust from the road. The road was finished. Couldn't see where the road was anymore. Finished. And people would just see. For 3 miles, you could hear Gaushamda chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. For 3 miles away. Imagine that. 3 miles. That's probably mid-city, Gopals. You hear the kirtan, you can hear. Imagine that. And so people just saw, just by seeing Mahaprabhu, they got prema. And they forgot who they were. Just by seeing Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. And they forgot where their home was. I think most of us here, Grihasthas, were going home after class. You forget, where's my home? Just by seeing Gaushamda dancing, you forget, where's my home? And then, am I married? I think so, but which one of these ladies is my wife? I've forgotten. That's just by seeing Gaushamda's kirtan. So as he was going, the voice said, you cannot go to, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So much has to be done in Navadeep. Have to inaugurate Sankirtan. Have to begin preaching. order Nityananda Prabhu, order Harirashtak, Shunu Shunu Nityananda, Shunu Haridash, Shavatra, Amar Agai Koro Prakash. He begins the Sankirtan movement. Nityananda Prabhu wasn't preaching, he had to receive the order. Prati Gore Gore Gi Koro E Bikha. You go to every house and you beg, Bhaja Krishna Bolo Krishna Koro Krishna Shikha. Mahaprabhu had to inaugurate Sankirtan. He had to take sannyas, had to go and reclaim Rupa Sanatan, had to go and preach in South India, preach to the Sri Ramanujacharya, the Sri Vaishnavas, preach to the Madhvas, preach to Savabhama Bhattacharya. So much. Now not the time for going to Vrindavan. So actually, Gaurishankar was in Gaya for several, quite a significant period of time. He went to do the Shraddha of Jagannath Misra. And he remained there for quite some time because he had an apartment. It wasn't just a few days, he had an apartment. And he was cooking. And even he cooked for Sharapuri Prabhupada, who came and he cooked. So he was there for quite some time. And after experiencing his overwhelming transformation and love of Godhead erupting in his heart, Gaurishankara, he returned to the lotus feet of his guru. Kiva mantra dilo goshai, kiva tar bol, jopiti jopiti mantra karele bhago. Kiva mantra dilo goshai. What kind of mantra have you given me? Kiva mantra dilo goshai. Kiva tar bol. What is its power? Jopiti jopiti mantra karele bhago. I'm chanting, this mantra has made me crazy. It made me crazy. I'm not interested in material life anymore. Even when Gaurishankara returned, he tried to teach, he tried to give the class again. He was Pandit. Vishambhara, Navadip Chandra, the rising moon of Navadip. He was the great scholar. So many students. He tried to give the class. Any question, he's simply repeating the names of Hari. In fact, when the students sat down, the first to give, he'd been away a long time, and the students were all waiting. He came to the class, Mukunda Sanjay House, Durga Mandap. He would give the class every day, the lessons on grammar. He was a Brahmin, a Pandit, a teacher. In the beginning of the class, the students, as is their custom, when students sit, open their books, they chant the name of Hari. Hari Hari! Hari Hari! You can also chant. Hari Hari! They began the class, auspicious chant. Hari Hari! So just as Gaurishankara sits down to give the class, the students say, Hari Hari! He falls off the azan. Just trying to contain himself. And then asking any question, he simply names of Hari. Govinda, Marushudan, Mangshidari. And they're asking this question, that question. He's simply talking Krishna Nam. They even went to Gangadas Pandit to lodge a complaint. Nilay's not the same as he was before. Classes are different now. He just talks about Krishna. Gangadas Pandit said, "Take action. I will deal with this. Am I coming tomorrow?" When we hear the Sri Gauda Modurya Leela Jaha Karne Prabeshila Ritaya Nirmal Bhelo Tar. Just by hearing Sri Gauda Modur Leela, the sweet pastimes of Sri Gosunda, Jaha Karne Prabeshila, those whose ears enter Ritaya Nirmal Bhelo Tar, the heart is completely purified, completely cleansed. Everything about the Gauri Leela is instructive. After returning from Gaya, Gaurishankara, he went to Gangadas Pandit, he went to his teacher. This is culture. Even though he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jnana Samudra, ocean of knowledge, but he always remains a humble student. Upon returning, he went to Gangadas Pandit. And Gangadas Pandit was very blessed him. He said, "Oh, you have delivered your maternal and paternal family. Your ancestors, maternal and paternal." This is quite poetic because He's thinking because you did the pinda. You've delivered your father and your ancestors and your maternal. But actually, he's becoming a Vaishnav. He automatically delivers all the ancestors. Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe shudrida nishchoy Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krito hoy. Sarva karma, all of the vanasram prescriptions, duties, like shraddha, etc., can be completed just by devotion to Krishna. So actually he was glorious because he'd become a devotee. Actually, Gaurachanda was doing Biddalila. He was a scholar, he was teaching. And then as a result of the influence of Gaya Dham and Ishwar Puri Prabhupada, he became converted to Vaishnavism. We have Kunda trees here, jasmine. There was a jasmine tree, Kunda Gach, in Srivash Thakur's house. And every morning all the Vaishnavas, so the Navadip Vaishnavas, would gather around that Kunda tree, jasmine. All year round that Kunda tree gave flower, very fragrant, and they would pick flowers. And they would discuss Krishna Katha. And Sri Ram Pandit, that's Srivash Thakur's younger brother, he came one. He came in the morning. He was very joyful and bubbling with and the Prabhu, why are you so happy? And he said, yes, certainly there's a reason. And they said, well, then tell us the reason. And he said, then hear the reason. Nimai Pandit has become a Vaishnava. I went last night. He returned from Gaya Dham and I went to see him, Sriman. Just when he uttered the name Gaya Dham, such an incessant inundation of tears from his eyes, they flooded the whole garden. Just when he uttered the name Gaya Dham. And he's calling us all to the house of Suklambar Ramachari, and he will reveal to us the anguish in his heart. Began the Sankirtan in Navadip Dham. So Mahaprabhu, he, Kiva Mantra Dilo, what mantra have you given me? Kiva Da Go, what is its power? Japati Japati Mantra Korele Pago. And when hearing, I become mad, Ishwara Puri, he said, very good. Bhalo, hoile tumi Param Purusharto. You have attained the goal, Param Purusharto. Toma premete ami hoilankrita to. And you have indebted me. A guru is saying to the disciple, you have indebted me. Toma premete hoilanami krita to. I've become indebted to you because you have awakened prema. And then he kiba mantra. What is this mantra I've given? What is the type of this mantra? He explained, Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra Jeto Shabhav. The essence of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Jeto Shabhav, is Jai Jape, Jai Jope, whoever chants, Jai, whoever. Jai Jope Tare Krishna Upajaye Bhav. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Jeto Shabhav, Jai Jape Tare Krishna Upajaye Bhav. Jai Jape, whoever chants. Tare Krishnai, unto Lord Krishna, towards Lord Krishna, Upajaye Bhav. Upajaye Bhav means affection. Affection. That is the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna. That is what Hare Krishna mantra is meant for. To awaken feelings of love for Krishna. And that is what will take us back to Godhead. This is here we're hearing the, out of affection. The planet Earth will be induced. In fact, the mother, when she sees the baby, the breast milk, the breasts fill with milk. It's not like a button, breast milk. She cannot, the milk drips from the breast. Out of affection. And similarly, when we bhajan, when we do Harir Bhajan, Sri Gaurachanda, Sri Radha Vallabh, they become affectionate towards us. That is last affection. This is the guaranteed method of attracting the affection of Lord Hari, chanting his name. And then Visharapuri, he went on to give further instruction to Mahaprabhu. Nache gao bhakti shunge koro sankirtan. You dance, nache gao, you sing, bhakti shunge, in association of devotees, koro sankirtan, to chanting Hare Krishna. And Krishna nama upadeshi tarasharvajan. Krishna nama upadesh. Preach. Krishna nama upadesh. Tara sharva jam. You have to preach and deliver all the living entities by educating them in the easy process of Krishna nama sankirtan. The easy process of awakening affection for Krishna and attracting Krishna's affection. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes.
Why is there so much ecstasy and separation? Any connection?
Well, there's no real separation. Ganapannamanamino, because the Tavako tamritam tapta jivanam. Those who are tapta jivanam, tapta means heat, top. Tapta jivanam means those who are suffering in this world. Anybody suffering? Raise hands. Anyone suffering? Everybody's suffering. This body, I can tell you all about my suffering. Tapta jivanam. Tavakota. Tavakota amritam. Tavakota amritam. The nectar of your words. That is the only solace. Katayantas chamam nitam. Katayantas chamam. Always discussing me. Katayantash Cham. Oh, yeah, today Gita Jayanti. I'm supposed to talk about Bhagavad Gita a bit. Just remember. Katayantash Chamam. Nitam. Always hearing about me. Always discussing about me. Tushyanti cha, Ramanti cha. There is no separation. I don't have any realization of that. So all I understand is that there's no difference between Krishna Kota and Krishna, and hearing Shravana Ponta, the path of take shelter. Nama Shrai Kori Jatana Tumi. You take shelter of the name, and there you will get relief. Yeah, Bhagavad Gita, Gita Jayanti. Just imagine where we would be without Bhagavad Gita. What state humanity would be in without Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Dana Shangstarpanataya Shambhavami Juge Juge, I appear every millennium. Dana Shangstarpanataya Shangstarpan Artaya, for the purpose of establishing. Shangstarpan Artaya, for the purpose of establishing Dharma. Dana Shangstarpan Shangstarpan, completely, thoroughly, irrevocably, unquestionably. Shangstarpan, Stapan, establish Shangstarpan. To irrevocably, soundly establish Dharma. And Krishna does that by speaking Bhagavad Gita. Gita Shugita Kartavya Kim Anya Shastra Vishtarai. What is the use, what is the requirement of any other Shastra? Ya Swayam Padmana Avasham Mukha Padma Vinishita. Because these words have emanated from the Mukha Padma, the lotus lips of Padmanabha. Then they're non different from him. And the effect of reading Bhagavad Gita can be seen in Srimad Bhagavad Gita itself, in the 18th chapter, when Sri Krishna inquires from Arjuna, Kachchit etat shrutam partha ta ekagrena chetasa. Hey partha, have you Kachchit etat shrutam partha? Have you heard this ta ekagrena chetasa, with attention, ekagrita cheta, with a fixed mind, with an attentive mind, Kachchit ogyana samaha? Pranasta state, Ananja? Has not your kachchit ogyan? He's asking in an axiomatic way. He already knows the answer. Kachchit ogyana, where is your ignorance? Kachchit ogyana samaha, where is your ignorance and forgetfulness? Pranastaste, has it not been completely destroyed, Dhananjay, as a result of ekagrito cheta shravan, hearing attentively? This indicates that if one hears Bhagavad Gita, one's ogyan, one's ignorance, and one's forgetfulness of who he is will be completely destroyed. This is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This will deliver you from the ignorance of conditional existence here in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And Arjuna replies, Nashtamoha, my bewilderment is destroyed. Shruti labhata, and I've regained my memory. Tat prasad maya chuta, by your mercy and for the one. Shtito ajmi, shtito ajmi, I'm completely prepared. Gata shandeha, all the doubts have been removed. Karishe bhajanam tava, and I'm completely prepared to do follow your order. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Yes.
Hare Krishna. I was thinking, so since this process of bhakti yoga is most confidential and even rare to find among the liberated souls, then how can we understand that the holy name will be spread all over the world?
That's Gorshundu Doya. Doya Shagor. Shagor means ocean. There's a bay out there, but you can't see the end. An ocean of mercy. Adoya Shagor. It's Goshen Adoya. It's not so... Intimacy is something reserved. I just arrived in Australia, and as I was being interviewed by security, they were referring to me my first name. Just like that. Of course, I didn't say anything, actually, mister, but anyway, I didn't want to kind of be a smart aleck, because then you get a hard time. But just like that, I actually felt uncomfortable by that. And they're saying, calling me by first name. You cannot impose, you cannot intrude in a person's personal space, intimacy. There's a formal way of addressing somebody, and we're doing that. So... generally, this is reserved, the intimacy. Because you don't want to trust a person, you have to build a relationship. You can't open your heart. You can't reveal those private things. You can't just publicize this. So therefore, bhakti is rare, sudhula. Because you're pride becoming an antaranga bhakta. Gauda prema rashana be she tarangi jeva dube she radha madhav antaranga. An intimate, radha madhav antaranga, an intimate associate, you can become. Gauda prema rashana be she tarangi jeva dube, by repeatedly merging yourself in the ocean of Gauda prema, you can become an intimate associate of radha madhav. So that's the answer. Goshunga is unrestrictedly distributing this opportunity. And therefore, this is the Sankirtan movement, where everyone can get love of God in. It's called Kripa. Contrashamad Bhagavatam Gita, Shri Prabhupada Gita, Shishi Nitai Gaur Shidanata Ramanam Devari, Shamaveda Gaur Bhakta Vinda Gita.